Recovery 101, yeah, with your hosts Bruce, Shelley, and Mark. They want to talk with you, joke with you, and tell you the facts. They want to see you in recovery, working those steps. And when you're through, they want to chat with you. Put down the jack in the crack and take a step on back and go to a meeting. And keep coming back. And then tune to recovery101.net. And when you're through, they want to joke with you.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Courtney for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NEOA, CA, GAPA, SLA, SLA, ACRRRMA, DRA, HAPA, or any of them. They're guys.
Any of them.
Shelly's got a glass of tea out here. It's got 100 tea bags in it. Oh, wait.
Clearly.
No one knows what that is. That was from a show that we didn't actually record.
Yeah.
Oops.
The Lost Show.
The Lost Show.
Yeah.
We did an entire show.
Well.
Part two of the deconstruction of NA, which we're going to do this show.
Part trois.
We are? We're going to do all that all over again, and we're doing a different topic.
We'll have different...
No, same topic. We'll have different things to say.
We'll have different things to say. Way to get people interested in listening to the show, Shelley.
Yeah. 80,000 people just clicked off.
Yeah.
All right. We still got five.
Yeah.
We have five original listeners.
Yeah.
By the way, well, it's time for the boozy news.
It is.
And
it
the
is.
News.
It
yeah, it is.
It is.
Hell yeah. Okay.
We might want to say, welcome to Recovery 101.
Wow.
My name is Bruce B., as always with...
Shelley. And Mark. Yeah, we might want to say that.
Why oh,
we,
and the
that.
Other part is, did we do the, we don't speak for?
Yes, we
yes,
did.
We
oh, we did that part?
Yeah,
okay, good.
That part. Okay.
Wow.
Wow, did this show just go sideways in a hurry?
Okay, I'm irritated now because we lost that whole show.
We did. We sat and we did probably what would be one of the finest shows we've ever done.
It was the finest
done.
Show ever. All as a result of something a listener sent in named Rodney created the finest piece of media journalism ever, and no one's ever going to hear it. He would have been singing our praises after that show.
That's right, and we're not going to do it again.
We'll have to do it differently, and it'll probably be rather mucky muck compared to that one.
Yeah, because
like all
yeah,
the other shows.
Irritated and annoyed.
Okay, Bruce, now you can do that.
Oh. Well, it's time for the boozy news, and the news not fit for booze. I could barely keep my dudes in shape there.
Your dudes were all over.
My dudes were all over the place.
Watch your dudes, dude.
Shout outs.
What is the deal with this chair? It's stuck on something.
It's stuck on your knitting box.
No.
It's still stuck on it. It's stuck on it some more. It's still
roll,
stuck on it.
Roll, Shelley,
it's still
roll,
stuck
roll,
on
roll.
It, Shelley. It's
no, roll,
there's
yeah.
a battle going on. There we go. How was that for play-by-play?
Really fascinating for the listeners, I'm sure. All right. Shout out to Brian,
hey, Shelley, by the way,
Bill, Donald, Phil, and anybody who would like a shout-out, consider yourself shouted at.
What if I needed a meeting?
Then you should not be listening to this show. Really, you shouldn't. You should definitely go to a meeting.
Entertainment show.
Entertainment only. We are only here. I don't want to start singing Marilyn Monroe. And then you can go to your meeting. Then you can come home and listen to the show, and we will suck the recovery right back out of you.
That's
there
you
right.
Go. It'll be awesome.
That's right.
Okay.
Recovery, recovery, recovery.
So let's see. We're moving on here.
It's for the Cal Poly drinking game.
Oh, Bill sent in the stupid study of the week, and he seemed to really, the tenor of his email made it clear that he thought this was probably the dumbest study he's ever sent in.
Is it?
I think so.
Oh, he says some pretty stupid stuff in.
He does, but this one's really bad. University of Pacific, Stockton, California, which is right up the road.
What makes them good is when they're bad, though.
Yeah.
Everybody's worried about caffeine and energy drinks and stuff like that. Well, this university, the University of Pacific, has put out a study. March 21st was the study, so this is a brand new hot story, that suggests that energy drinks may negatively affect heart rhythm and blood pressure.
No shit.
This is a university. They got funding for this.
Yeah. I could have told them that by reading the can.
They could have gone into any AA club and watched all the little, you know, tweakers that hop in and have 57 monsters and then hop back out. And they would have seen, yes, wow, that really affects their blood pressure and their heart rhythm.
These are the same people who did the study a few years ago and concluded that teenage pregnancy drops considerably after age 25.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
I love the fact that energy drinks will tell you have no more than 2 servings in a day, and yet the single serving can they have is 3 servings.
Yeah. Right. We have Lilo news.
Yes, we do.
Yes,
what's
we
up
do.
With Lilo?
Gee, I wonder who sent you that.
That would be you. She is not going to end up spending 3 months in jail.
No.
She's going to spend 3 months in rehab.
Yeah.
Yay.
She got a suspended 180-day jail term, but she will be in a lockdown rehab facility if she meets the conditions that are laid out for her in that facility and by the court. Her suspended sentence will be dismissed.
I am still available for sober coaching.
I think we are all available for sober coaching. I think we should do this. She clearly needs more than one person.
I want to take a vote on this with you three.
Yeah. What?
Let's say she goes through rehab, she gets out, she's doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
Marketable?
In a couple
of
years.
Yeah, a couple. Yeah, she's got to like chill out, get her hair back.
She's got to go do a Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah,
thing.
But I mean...
Yeah, she needs to disappear for a couple of years to get healthy.
In the movie Machete... Probably is the only thing that caused her and Danny Trejo caused Machete to do halfway decent right in the middle of her addiction. After many times of being in and out. Amy Winehouse, still selling shitloads of records right before she died. I'm not sure how negatively it's going to affect her. Britney Spears, it could be said she's still making some money.
You think?
She is making money, but the other day I saw somebody posted a picture of her from back in the day when she was younger. Wearing red, white, and blue leather bustier and pants and the whole bit, standing in front of the backdrop of the American flag. You would think most people would say, hey, that's Britney Spears. No, what I saw was that flag is touching the floor.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice it was Britney Spears until after I looked at the caption.
See, that's the opposite. It's like the one in the picture of a girl and she's in a boat and she's, you know, kind of going on her hands and knees across the boat and she's wearing like some thong thing. And it says, this is an optical illusion. It's like, if you look carefully, you'll notice there's another boat in the background with guys in it. You know, it's like, because nobody sees that.
Yeah.
Shelly notices
the flag. Was touching the floor. Okay, anyway.
I would have said the flag.
It's like the naked girl. It's like the naked girl, the picture of the naked girl with the purse. And then when you click to the next page, it says, can you tell us what kind of purse she was carrying?
Or yeah, it's that purse with those shoes.
Yeah.
Or the one with the girl that's wearing the see-through white pants with the thong. Uh-huh. And when you're looking at the picture, if you look slightly to the right of the chick, there's a dog driving a car.
Huh. Yeah. Or did you notice the dancing panda bear in the back?
Right.
You know, it's like,
if you did, you're gay.
If you did, you're gay.
All right, where were we? This is gross. This is out of New York. Special agents have arrested, of the FBI and the NYPD, have arrested Bibars Baslan, 35 years old, and Kristen Henry, 25 years old, from Brooklyn. They were arrested in New Jersey. They believe and apparently have some evidence to back up their claim that they were there to meet an acquaintance and her 3 children, including a 1-year-old and a 3-month-old baby, and that they were planning to drug the children with Benadryl and take sexually explicit photos. For a child porn ring.
Wow.
Now, this woman that was taking her kids to meet them was taking them there because they had advertised their services as babysitters.
Wow.
Well, they will watch the kids.
Yes. They were planning to start a babysit. They had put out advertisements and were starting a babysitting service and so that they could get babies.
Wow, Mrs. Jones, your baby sleeps really soundly. Matter of fact, they're still asleep.
Yes, apparently when they some of the wiretapping phone calls have things like the alleged bad guy saying that when concerned about the effect of the abuse on the children, he told them, well, it's only for a few minutes and they won't even know what's going on.
Okay.
Yikes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I say put him in regular prison population.
Yeah.
And give him some Benadryl.
Yeah. No,
he won't
don't
even
give
know
any,
what's going on.
No, right, don't give him any Benadryl.
Right.
He doesn't need it. So I want him to know exactly what's going on.
So you can't tell the difference between a fart and a yawn.
Matter of fact, you know what I'd like to do? Yeah. Right before he goes into prison, I'd like to, I'll pay for it. Hair extensions.
Hair extensions, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tattoo a set of bosoms on his ass cheeks?
Yes.
Oh. Oh.
That's a good one.
At the University of Tennessee.
Yay.
Da-da-da-da-da. They're having their first ever sex week.
Woo! Yay.
Dude, why did my college never do that? Well, actually, they did, like, every week.
Wow.
However, this is controversial.
Do they need chaperones?
Yeah. This is controversial.
Proctors?
Do you think?
The chancellor has now said, because originally this was all done with school funding. The chancellor that has withdrawn $11,145 in funding from this event and said, we support the students' process and the students involved, but we should not use state funds in this matter.
Okay, agree.
Hugh Hefner will write the check.
Agree. I was going to say, now wait a second. How many students are at this school?
I don't know. Yeah.
Sex Week sponsored by Girls Gone Wild.
Did you say University of Tennessee?
Tennessee.
Yep, the Vols.
Yeah.
I got to think there's 30,000-40,000 kids.
Yeah.
Buck up. Everyone put in 50 cents. We're going to have 20,000 to spend instead of 11,000.
They all volunteer.
They are going to be allowed to use $6,700 in student fees because people are enrolling in all of these things during Sex Week, so obviously the students want to go to this.
That should be a stupid study. Do students want to participate in Sex Week? Recovery 101 says yes. Where's our check?
It is thought that part of the turnabout from the university comes from the fact that a bunch of lawmakers in Tennessee had said that they were going to put forth a bill to defund the university unless they defunded Sex Week.
Tight asses.
Yes, a spokesman for the governor of Tennessee said that we believe this is an inappropriate use of university funds. Now,
agreed.
I got to get, because this is just such a jam-packed story. Sex Week is going to be held April 7th through the 12th. There are going to be 30 events.
It's only 5 days.
Yes. There are 30 events, 6 events a day. And some of the titles of the events include Getting Laid.
Nice.
Sex Positivity, Queer as a Verb.
Nice.
Bow Chicka Wow Wow.
Bow Chicka Wow Wow.
How to Talk to Your Parents About Sex.
Yeah, no one's going to go to that.
Loud and Queer.
Only some of the people are going to go to that.
And
that's only the first time.
And the Oral Sex Workshop entitled How Many Licks Does It Take?
I was going to ask about
will
the workshops.
Run that, I will run that workshop.
You
will? Run that what?
How many licks are you going to give?
As many as it takes.
When I find one of the state senators, Stacey Camfield, who's very upset about this Sex Week, said, we should be teaching children what is important to learn so they can get jobs. I don't know what jobs they're planning on getting unless they plan on becoming a porn star. That's what she said.
No, that's not true. You could be sleeping your way to the top in a big corporation.
There you go.
Could come in handy.
Two of the other...
You know what the thing about Tennessee? You know where they got this whole Sex Week from? Homeschooling.
Oh,
jeez.
Grandpa. it's time to do the how many licks does it take class.
Two of the other events that
Call,
made
call
me,
in Fido.
Two of the other events that made me laugh were the poetry reading lesbian bondage session.
I kind of want to go to that.
I want to see the video.
And the campus-wide scavenger hunt for the golden condom.
Okay. I'd rather see the lesbian bondage
poetry reading.
Yeah, that'd just be interesting.
You know what? Someone's got to hold the poem for them because they're all tied up. Sorry, I'd go to that class, but I'm all tied up at the moment.
Oh, jeez. Okay, we've got another North Korea story. North Korea is big in the news these days. North Korea, having a little economic problem these days. You know, most of the country is starving to death, slowly, while Kim Jong, what's his face, gets to eat caviar and have champagne every day.
Play basketball with Dennis Rodman.
Yes, exactly. They are funding his little caviar and champagne with Dennis Rodman jaunts. By having their diplomats, each diplomat is given a package of, how much is it?
Golden condoms.
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to figure out. Oh, 20 kilograms, about 44 pounds. of methamphetamine and are being told to raise at least $300,000 from the sale of the illegal drug in the countries to which they that are hosting them. They're foreign diplomats.
Yeah.
North Korea is a drug dealer.
Wow. You'd think that the North Korea do we have diplomatic relations with North Korea? Right?
No,
I mean,
don't.
They're strained, but
we, no, we don't.
We don't have
no.
any. We don't have an embassy here.
No, we're still at war with them.
Oh, that's right, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, technically we're still at war. We have no embassy here or there or any.
You'd think that other countries would be like, "Whoa, hang on a second.
Yeah,
you're gonna be dealing drugs." You go. You have diplomatic immunity on the grounds. The moment you step off one of your, well, I don't know though. There's diplomatic immunity.
They have diplomatic immunity. Period.
That's weird.
This is interesting. I did not know this about North Korea. Well, I'm quoting from the story here. While most of the country suffers in absolute poverty, Pyongyang runs a parallel mini-economy to keep ruler Kim Jong-un and his inner circle living in luxury. A secretive government office called Room 39 manages illicit income from the meth exports or scamming foreign businesses. Then it uses that to quietly import high-quality food and liquor for his court.
Nice.
And the money could also be spent on the nation's weapon program.
Can I
thought they were communists. They're not supposed to have a court. This is supposed to be like from the people to the people, you know, each from his means to his needs or whatever that crap
I think
that
by
was.
His
yeah,
court,
you know, cause
I think by his court they mean the same thing as like a Rose Parade queen and her court. I think it's friends that are around with him.
You know what I think? I don't think Stalin was living in complete poverty either.
No. I don't either. Yikes.
Wow.
Okay.
Can I be ruler of a country like that?
Sure, start your own country.
There was a guy in Australia.
All I need is a resentment and a coffee maker.
That's right.
Connor and I were talking about this. There's a farmer in Australia, in southern Australia, who, you know, farming had taken a slight downturn. He was a bit grumpy, and he was mad at the government for various things. And he decided to declare his farm a separate kingdom.
Uh-huh.
It was the kingdom of the River Hutt, because it was the Hutt River. Or was it the Tongue River? Whatever it was.
Okay.
People thought this was rather humorous and decided to start coming to meet the farmer.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought, well, I'm going to make a couple T-shirts that say, you know, I visited the Prince King's whatever
of hut, the hut.
Of the river hut or mm-hmm. whatever. After about a year, he discovered he was making more money selling T-shirts to tourists
and
stopped being a farmer.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He still has his little fake kingdom.
Huh.
We could do that. We could. This could be like the Principality of Dexter.
No, it's the Principality of Recovery 101.
Oh, okay.
No, it'd be Webbersville. We make it commemorative.
Yes, commemorative. Make it Webbersville. We have Mark's story from last week that I didn't get off my email. Scott Timmins, who I guess is a hot NHL...
He's a hockey player.
Player.
Okay.
Yes, he was arrested after allegedly, although how it can be allegedly because he was there and they saw him and the cops came and everything.
Because until it goes to court, it's alleged.
Okay, this is really not alleged. He woke up drunk in a stranger's house in San
Antonio,
it's
Robert Downey
Texas.
Jr.
Yes, Robert Downey Jr.
But it's better.
So he's on this woman's couch. The woman was home with her kids. The husband was away on business or something like
I'll
that.
I'll bet.
She said, "Who are you?" To which Timmins replied, "Who are you?" The woman asked what he was doing in her house. He said, and he told her, "Don't worry about that." Then passed out again. So she gathered up her children, fled the house, and called police. Then the officers came, woke him up.
And he said, "Who are you?"
Yeah, woke him up, and he said, I'm quoting here, "I just want to make sure you got me because I can't walk and I don't want to fall."
Allegedly.
Yes, the woman's husband was quoted as saying, "You're lucky I wasn't there because I would have put a bullet between your eyes."
Wow.
Yeah.
What state was this?
San Antonio, Texas.
There you go.
In Texas, you can.
Yes, that's exactly where they put bullets between your eyes.
In your home?
Yeah.
Guy on your couch? Yeah, you could.
Yes, at high velocity. Okay, and that, my excellent friends, is the end of the Boozy News. Now try not to lose the show this time, Bruce.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio. Yeah.
We're back.
Welcome back.
Thank God for that.
I have a question. Are you guys rotating the boxes of Thin Mints, or have these same two boxes of Thin Mints been sitting here in the studio for 2 weeks?
They are the same
two
boxes.
For like a month, actually.
It's because it drives me nuts to sit here and look at them every
show.
So
open a freaking box.
Well, no, now we'll see how long they go.
He's about to go to dinner.
I'm going to dinner.
About to go to dinner.
You know what? I was sitting
barbecue
thinking about
ribs.
What irritates me about having lost the show that we just recorded.
Mm-hmm.
Is that now I feel like a moron because we sat here for 45 minutes talking into microphones for no apparent reason.
You didn't have a good time?
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed watching you ball up yarn the entire time.
Yeah.
It would be like going to Starbucks and taking our mics with us and just talking into the mics just because we could. Like those guys that had the fake cell phones back in the 80s.
I think that would be
awesome.
Talk
on them.
If you took these down to Starbucks, even if you ran the cord up under your shirt or something, started talking, yeah, people would come over to see what you were doing.
We can interview people.
Yeah. Man on the street.
I used to go around with a former show host, Lee H., and he did a boxing show, and he would carry around a microphone at places. He would look for the hottest chicks he could find and then go up and interview them. And then he would,
He'd hit on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
It was perfect. He's an alcoholic. He's an addict. What do you want? Okay, so, the deconstruction of NA part two.
No,
now,
part trois.
We did do. Oh, yeah. No, this is
duh.
Duh. This is trois.
Yeah, we did part duh.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
trois.
Now.
Yes.
So, we go back to the thing of that Rodney had sent in a thing saying, you know, this wasn't really the, you know, what narcotics. And he was, I think, specifically talking about Narcotics Anonymous because he only sent me stuff about them.
Yeah.
But we could assume, even though that might make an ass out of you and me, we could assume that most fellowships are along this line, with the exception of AA, that we could kind of, we don't want anyone doing any kind of mind-altering substances.
Right.
They all seem, all of the recent groups, and even the non-recent group, because NA has been around a long time, tend to say that. Now.
Yes.
One of the things in the NA bulletin was, we prefer that you not use terms like sobriety, dope fiend, alcoholic, and we would prefer you use things like clean, clean time, and recovery.
Mm-hmm.
My feeling on that is, I like the term recovery anyway.
Yeah.
You know, always have said, what got me here is not as important as what keeps me here. What I used to do doesn't really matter. It's what I do now to stay where
right.
I am.
But I would prefer to have a lot of money and not have a problem with cocaine.
Well, I think we'd all prefer that.
I would prefer that.
But we don't always get what we want, do we? Now, there was also the talk.
But if you try sometimes,
you might find.
You, need.
You get what you need.
Yeah.
There's also the thing about principles versus personalities. Because I think that Rodney touched on this as well, and because he mentioned us being personalities talking about it as well. And you know what?
And we have no principles.
It's true. I mean, we are personalities, and we are discussing the topic. Now, the thing is, if we're personalities giving our opinions and discussing other personalities that are kind of, you know, We've talked about it on other shows in the past. Drives me insane when an AA group says, we don't want you to say alcoholic addict. And I am the first one to jump up and say, well, that's funny, because in the foreword to Alcoholics Anonymous, the doctor's opinion, not the foreword, the doctor's opinion, Dr. William Silkworth describes that he is a physician in the treatment of alcohol addiction. I get that. I don't. You know what? I wouldn't even care if Alcoholics Anonymous said addiction, that we're addicts, because everyone's addicted to something. Now, I can see where NA is coming with that as well, because that makes sense to me. What do you guys think about that? About people saying, you know, if you're an NAA, you can't say you're an alcoholic addict. If you're an NA, they don't want you to say you're an alcoholic.
I don't care. I don't go.
Well, you don't really go to either one of those.
No, I go to, you know why I go to another fellowship?
But you go to AA sometimes, because I've heard you speak at AA.
Once in a blue moon.
I go to AA sometimes. I've gone to two AA meetings, I think, in the last 4 years. Was the speaker at both of them.
I was going to say, I probably was at least one of them.
You were at one of them. I've had one where somebody, you know, took exception to my opening.
Did you tell him, call your sponsor, write about it?
No, I wasn't that nice.
Look for the similarities instead of the differences.
I wasn't that
MF-er.
Nice. I wasn't that nice either.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Were you Caesar not nice?
Yeah, I was Caesar not nice. Yeah, he ended up leaving.
A big resentment?
Yeah. Probably started a new fellowship.
Yeah. He had a resentment and a coffee maker.
Yep.
So, Shelley.
What?
You had made mention, I think, in the last show as well, that we are not the ivory tower folk.
No, we're not. I think part of the person who wrote the letter to us, which is a very well thought out, good letter, we're not a scientifically based show. We don't do any research. We only report the boozy news stories that we like. We are tendering our opinions, and we make that clear at the beginning of the show.
And we only take the opinions we like.
Yes, we all. You know, it's for entertainment purposes only.
Uh-huh.
This is not a meeting. This is, you know, and, yeah, we talk about recovery-related subjects, and you can agree or disagree with us as you like, but don't expect us to, like, hire experts to come in and talk about stuff, because it ain't going to happen.
Well, and along with that, though, Mark is how many years?
29 days out from 28 years.
Okay. So he's...
No friends.
He's 27 years sober. He's gone to zillions of meetings. I'm 23 years sober. I did my first... Probably... My first introduction to recovery was all AA and NA. The recovery facility I was in was started by NA guys. I had NA drilled hard. I mean, I've read the basic text many times.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone through the workbooks. I've done a lot of NA. Now, I don't go to NA as much anymore, but mostly because, I don't know. You know what, really, in my area? It's probably I don't go to NA more because in my area, we have an overabundance of AA. I mean, we have two AA clubs within a quarter mile of where my house is. Two of them. That's 80 meetings a week.
And you mostly go to CA anyway?
Well, no.
I go about half and half. Okay.
But I've been at NA meetings locally here as well, not that long ago. There's one that's at our church.
Two at our church.
Or two at the... Yeah, but I've only been to the one. Mm-hmm. But there's two at our church. There's a meeting at the park, but I can't go to it because it's on Saturdays. They have a speaker meeting in the park, which is very cool. I think where I'm going with that is we may not be experts at everything. I did not know about World Services Bulletin Number 13. My guess is 98% of the membership of NA does not know what World Services Bulletin Number 13 is.
I didn't know what Mambo Number 5 was.
I don't even know. If I went to 300 and... My first few years, my first 90 days, I did 270 meetings. If I said that I went to 300 meetings a year for 23 years, I've been to thousands
mm-hmm.
of AA meetings. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you what any of the World Services bulletins say.
Yeah.
So it's great that information is out there, but I think it gets back to we've got the personalities of individuals in meetings who don't know what the World Services bulletins are, even if a GSR or something is telling you what they say.
Yeah.
I don't think they get it. And the same is true in AA. I guarantee. I know people that had 54 years sober. I guarantee they don't know what the AA World Services bulletins say.
Yeah.
Whether it's number 1, number 13, number 357. They probably don't care.
They don't care.
What is our primary purpose?
To carry the mess.
To carry the message.
I have a premise.
Okay.
When we're talking about deconstructing any program, whatever, we specifically said any, but stay with me here. A lot of people nowadays, I would say probably the majority, the vast majority of the people that come into the program are there because they have to. The court sent them. The court,
I don't know if it's a majority,
usually sends them
to group
to AA. You need to go to X number of AA meetings.
If you're for alcohol, usually drunk drivers.
Anyway, so they go to all these AA meetings. They get comfortable with the steps. They read some of the book. They meet a few people. Yada, yada, yada. But they're primarily drug addicts. They drink, but they are involved in drugs, and someone says, why don't you go to NA? So they go to NA. It's a totally different book. Same steps, but it's a different book. And there are all kinds of different rules. And they're like, well, but they already got comfortable with the first way of doing things. But they would like to go somewhere where they can share about their drugs. So they say, let's make our own group. And because they don't want to reinvent the wheel. They want to use the AA program. They just don't want to reinvent the wheel. And
okay.
Maybe that's where all of this explosion of the drug-specific programs are coming from.
It could be. When I went through drug diversion rather than I got a 502, they said I could go to Narcotics Anonymous or other 12-step fellowships. But they specifically listed Narcotics Anonymous as the primary fellowship, which to me, and I've said it many times, to me, clearly if I think I'm a drug addict, Narcotics Anonymous would seem like the one I would go to, unless, of course, I wasn't into narcotics. Maybe I'm into mushrooms, maybe I'm into weed, maybe I'm into other substances you can be addicted to that I wouldn't necessarily attribute to Narcotics Anonymous. The whole premise of the deconstruction of NA was less what the principles of the particular program is and more of that. I said it last show, but we didn't record it. But, you know, it's like having Beer Anonymous or Wine Anonymous. Nobody seems to jump ship from AA that's an alcoholic. Yet there's a lot of groups that are jumping ship from NA that are addicts. And that was the only point of it. Not that there's anything wrong with NA, because I enjoyed it. I went to NA for years. I did a lot of NA. I got a lot of recovery in NA. They're very serious about recovery in NA. But it holds true that people are not jumping ship from Alcoholics Anonymous to create specific alcohol-related programs. But there are people jumping ship from NA creating
because if I
specific
walked in,
drug programs.
If I walked into AA and I raised my hand to share, and I said, my name is Mark, and I drink beer. Nobody would stop me from sharing.
Not at all.
Right.
I drink too much
beer. You know
what
would happen? 24 people would laugh.
Yes.
And I would share, and I'd get done, and it was cool, because you know what? Yeah, you're an alcoholic. But
PSAA, Polysubstance Abuse Anonymous.
Nice.
We used to have a guy that would say that. I'm a polysubstance abuser.
Yeah.
Why can't we just say Recovery Anonymous?
I'm there for that.
I'm there.
But you know what? I used to smoke a lot of weed. I don't have enough energy to create a program like that.
I don't either. I don't have time.
Yeah. I'm happy with the one I go to.
Yeah, me too.
Well, and can't we agree that that's really what it is?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what program you go to. It matters what program you're comfortable at. If you go to a specific NA or AA meeting and you don't like what you hear at that meeting, that doesn't mean it's a bad program. I guarantee, well, it depends where you live, but like in our area, you could find another NA meeting or another AA meeting to go to.
Yep. I met a guy this week, came in, AA, NA, AA, NA, AA, NA, no CA in his area that he could find. got a year, went to an NA meeting. They told him he couldn't share because he had an AA sponsor.
That's ridiculous.
Somebody want to explain that to me? I'm looking forward to the post.
Well, I can explain it.
Yeah?
It's personalities. That, for
more,
sure.
At more than one meeting.
It's still personalities.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to have something because I remember when I was going to NA, at a few months in, a newcomer asked me to sponsor him, and one of the other gals like jumped in the middle of the conversation and said, she can't do that. She goes to AA.
Oh. See, I've never heard that personally, but
now,
you guys both have experience.
I was going to tell the girl that if she wanted to be a member of the NA program, that I couldn't sponsor her anyway because I didn't know the NA text well enough. But it was a little bit uncomfortable in the middle of the conversation to have someone who wasn't in the conversation suddenly jump in with that.
Well, I got to tell you, when I went to Impact House, which is a famous drug and alcohol recovery facility in Southern California.
And it's just like it sounds.
Started by kind of a mix between county jail, the Marines, and a recovery center. Founded by NA guys. Clearly. I mean, there are no qualms about it. Founded by NA guys. They got no, I'll tell you, these guys have no problem with AA. None. You can go to AA meetings all you want.
Mm-hmm.
I never once heard anyone at that facility say, if you went to NA, you couldn't have an AA sponsor. Never once.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that there's other groups in other places where they frown on that. You know what? I've had guys that asked me to. I had a guy that I used to sponsor. He wanted to work on his gambling problem, and I told him, while I can talk to you about recovery, and certainly I can, and working the steps will help you with gambling, I suggested to him you might want to get a guy that goes to Gamblers Anonymous specifically to talk about your gambling problem because I'm going to equate everything to coke, which I don't think is going to be that different than gambling.
Not really.
In the way that it manifests. However, let's say I'm a sex addict and I have an AA sponsor. You know what? I might be more comfortable talking about sex addiction with someone from SLA or SLAA.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There might not be things I would talk
They're
about.
They're exactly the same. You just have to take longer between drinks.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't know that I would talk as openly as I might with someone who's also a sex addict.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I've been around a long time, I know it really doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Like we said, the substance isn't the problem. We're the problem, and recovery mm-hmm. is the solution. What do you think, Shani? You're looking.
I don't think anything. I'm thinking I just wrenched my neck the wrong way, and now I have one of those horrible bunched-up muscle pains.
You're going to need to go to Pills Anonymous after they start doping you up. Narcotics.
Now you have a back injury and a neck injury. If you turn them both just right, they'll both cure at the same time.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Well, let's do this.
What?
Let's go with final words.
Okay, that's a good idea.
So, Shelley?
What?
It's a good idea. Let's hear it.
Oh, I didn't say my final words specifically. I don't know. You know,
Mark's over there already concocting his six-word thing that's perfect.
He's ready. You know what? I don't care. Go wherever you find the recovery. Just whatever you do, don't drink or use.
No matter what. Mark?
It's not as important where you go as where you stay.
Ooh. I got to tell you, Mark is with the one-liner. Mine goes back to something I said a couple times in this show. What I did to get me to fellowship is not as important as what makes me stay. And if you want to go to another fellowship, great. But just remember, the grass may in fact be greener on the other side, but you still got to cut it. Oh.
Ooh.
Oh. So, Shelley, someone's listening to the show.
I'm sorry.
And thank you, Rodney, for the suggestions.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks, Rodney.
Made us get... Actually, three shows, one which was stellar.
It was awesome.
That no one will ever hear because we forgot to turn on the recorder.
Rodney
we're
will
doping.
Put us in as well.
You know what? I want to say one thing before you do that. I know we did our last words already. But he's talking about a show topic that we put up. Now, we are a show that at one time put up a topic called Dear Balls and Forgiveness.
Yeah. That's true.
That's true. He's expecting seriousness from us.
That was a great show.
Yikes.
You know what, though? That one's not up anymore.
I know it's not.
Because they have different show hosts. So,
yep.
Out of deference to them and not making them feel stupid anymore.
How many shows do we have up?
A bazillion.
450 maybe, yeah. 450, something like that. So, Shelley, someone's listening to the show, and, you know, we appreciate that, of course. And, you know, why don't you tell us about that?
Okay.
Shelley was in the middle of a huge yawn. I was burning time. I was stretching.
Now the phone rings. Okay, if you are listening to the show and you're still on Podomatic, we really appreciate you with sticking with us through all the problems that Podomatic is going through. I don't know what the deal is, but hopefully they'll fix it soon. We would like it if you would go to recovery101.net, click on one of the shows. If you can possibly click like without having to log back in, awesome.
Otherwise, log back in, please, and click it.
Yes, if you can't log in, maybe you're not a member. You should become a member of Podomatic so that you can get just as annoyed and frustrated as the rest of us. It's free.
And fun.
Which is really good because who would pay for that degree of aggravation? You can follow us. You can get automatic updates of when we post the shows. You can put us on your playlist for all your Saturday night party needs.
Whoop, whoop.
So you can do the doo-doo shuffle. Yeah, I'm done.
Outstanding. Mark, we have a friend.
Just one.
We have a friend.
Just one.
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. You can get there by going to our recovery101.net site, scroll down to the link, and click the link. It will take you to his fine publication, which you can read online. You can get it emailed to you. You can get the prescription and have it sent to you via the United States Postal Service, just as we do.
Except
on Saturdays, starting in August. If you are interested in a franchise, contact Bruce directly. He'll give you all the information you need to bring the 12-Step Gazette to your little corner of the world.
Awesome. We've got email addresses at recovery101radio@gmail.com. Now, if you're doing a Recovery Idol submission, send it there. That's our jingle. You know, it can be a song. It could be a little jingle. It can have our names in it or not our names in it. But we do want it to say at least Recovery 101 or Recovery 101 Radio. Mm-hmm. And send those in there. We've only gotten one, and that's Phil. We've played it a couple times. So, you know, you guys think you can do better, then send it in.
Yeah.
We've also got recovery101radiosales@gmail.com if you'd like to advertise with us. If you would like to see some funny and touching, gripping stories of recovery, we have videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
You can tell we don't.
Ever.
Shelley?
Yes?
Who's the lead out music by?
Forever Amber.
Forever.
Wait, before we go, really quickly.
Yes.
I wanted to say a special shout out to our friend Fran. And we love you.
Yes, we do.
We do.
Our number one. I'm our number one friend.
Yes.
She's our number one friend.
Yes.
And it's Forever Amber.
Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
All the babies in the club, bring your sippy cup. All the mamas in the club, bring your sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna get fucked up? Wanna get drunk? Crunk. All the babies in the club, bring your sippy cup. All the mamas in the club, bring a sippy sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna get fucked up? Wanna get drunk? Crunk.
Hey, yeah, hey, yeah. Never wanna be hated. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah. Never wanna be hated. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah. Never wanna be hated. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah. Never wanna be hated.
From the specific cup, crazy about your hips, kick and dip while we're getting fucked up. Check me once, twice, naughty or nice. Touch me with a sexy and you're gonna pay the price. You know I'm crazy about you, you're all shiny and new. All the things we can do to turn the gray sky to blue when she said, all the babies in the club, bring your sippy cup. All the mamas in the club, bring a sippy sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna get fucked up? Wanna get drunk? Crunk. All the babies in the club, bring a sippy cup. All the mamas in the club, bring a sippy sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna get fucked up? Wanna get drunk? Crunk.
Hey, yeah, hey, yeah. Never wanna be hated. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah. Never wanna be hated. Yeah.
they're the one to be hated. They're the one to be hated. No one's tripping when your body's close to mine. And dizzy with the tizzy when you're looking so fine. Loving on your rubbing when we're climbing in the sheets. Weaking on your digging when we're grinding to the beats. I'm fucking digging you bad. I'll be the best you ever had. So quit looking so sad. Your lips are driving me mad. Digging you bad, I'll be the best you ever had. So quit looking so sad, your lips are driving me mad. All the boys with the toys, bring your sippy cup. All the girls with the curls, bring your sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna catch enough? Wanna get freaked up? Wanna get drunk? Come on. All the boys with the toys, bring your sippy cup. All the girls with the curls, bring your sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna catch enough? Wanna get freaked up? Wanna get drunk? Come on. Never wanna be hated. J-L, they never wanna be hated. J-L, they never wanna be hated. All the boys with the toys, bring your sippy cup. All the girls with the curls, bring your sippy cup. All the boys with the toys, bring your sippy cup. All the girls with the curls, bring your sippy cup. All the boys with the toys, bring your sippy cup. All the girls with the curls, bring your sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna catch enough? Wanna get freaked up? Wanna get drunk?